T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a fly ball to center field, sending Pillar back toward the track, nearing the wall. Cole Tucker has hit a home run, a bomb to center field. It's the Cole train. His parents are here. His family is here. He crosses home plate, dead central. You talk about central casting. He just gave the Pirates a 3-1 lead. His first hit in the big leagues is a home run.
New addition to the Fan Store, limited edition Kiss the Cook aprons featuring Ron Cook. Proceeds benefit the United Way. Fan hoodies and t-shirts also available, perfect for springtime. Visit 937thefan.com/store now to get your exclusive merchandise made by Fanatic Impressions. So we're just going to take Garrett Cole's Pirates nickname and give it to Cole Tucker.
Somewhat more winning personality from Cole Tucker than we ever saw from Garrett Cole, who alternated between whining and, well, whining.
I disagree with that. I think Garrett Cole is the perfect example of the guy who comes up to the big leagues and is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and happy to be there. And then, like, over the course of maybe a year or two in the major leagues,
turns into
the kind of gruff, short, Major League Baseball, you know, treat people like crap.
I thought that was Andrew McCutchen to an extent, who became, I thought, much more curt and guarded. Why, do you think Cole Tucker's headed down that same road?
Too early to tell, but I think a lot of Major League Baseball players,
well, that's because
unfortunately,
the sport doesn't want them to have personalities. That's because the sport thinks that, like, the worst offense you can commit is hit a home run and watch it a little too long, flip your bat a little too demonstratively, or otherwise appear like you enjoy playing baseball. It's always going to be the sport's biggest problem.
Is Cole Tucker already your favorite Pirate?
Well, he was before he hit that home run, before he ever played a game for the Pirates, of course, because he was the only person that remembered my birthday.
Happy 34th birthday, Malzy. Can't wait to get to Pittsburgh so I can listen to your awesome radio show. You have great Pittsburgh Pirates opinions, and I've heard you're an excellent athlete. 9 straight threes in 1 game. You're a Pittsburgh treasure. Cole Tucker here with the Pirates, just saying hey, man.
So did you guys give him a script that he actually could, like, read the whole thing?
We gave him some bullet points.
So he actually ad-libbed
to some
degree.
He had to do some research.
He ad-libbed to some degree.
Happy 34th birthday, Malzy. Can't wait to get to Pittsburgh so I can listen to your awesome radio show.
Awesome radio show.
You have great Pittsburgh Pirates opinions, and I've heard you're an excellent athlete. 9 straight threes in 1 game. You're a Pittsburgh treasure. Cole Tucker here with the Pirates, just saying hey, man.
What's your favorite part of that?
You're a Pittsburgh treasure, I think. That or I heard you have a great radio show. I don't know. I mean,
Craig went up to Cole Tucker yesterday, and he was recollecting that and expressed once again how much he likes you.
He doesn't know who I am.
Yes, he does.
No, not the sense I got.
Absolutely does not know who I am. Why do we continually
try to play
this?
He called you Mulsey.
Yes, you told him, say Mulsey. You probably had to phonetically put it out there to make sure he didn't say Mulsey or something like that.
I don't
think
we did.
We did not.
You didn't say Mulsey at all. Of course you did. You wrote it out and said, make sure you call him Mulsey.
Okay, how would I phonetically spell Mulsey?
Like Mull C or Mull Z.
Yeah, I did not do any of that. I think you just have a fan in Cole Tucker.
Stop. There are no Muller fans. Come on now. It was a nice gesture, though, by you guys and by Cole Tucker. He's absolutely the most popular Pirate on this team right now. How about Brownie getting fooled by that one, by the way?
What do you mean?
He clearly, it sounded like, did not think that thing was leaving the yard.
Yeah, we were at the game, my wife and I, and it did kind of feel like the natural. You know, the rain and the lightning in the background, and it's a home run in his first game. Which, by the way, I hate that movie. Have I ever told you that? Because they changed the ending of the book because they didn't think the kind of morbid like melancholy ending to the book The Natural.
Wait, what's
would
the ending
play.
Of the book?
He dies.
Oh, okay.
He takes a dive.
Yeah.
He strikes out on purpose at the end of the game instead of hitting a home run.
Much more realistic.
And he gets murdered for it.
Yeah, that's more realistic. I don't. Are you a sad endings guy in general? Because I am. I want things to end.
Are you basing this on what I just said about Game of Thrones?
No, I'm basing this on you being a realist. Like, I think you're absolutely a guy that would rather watch a movie where things end realistically than on an upbeat note.
Yes.
I really don't like the movie because of how preachy it is, Million Dollar Baby, but the ending to that movie is fairly realistic in its drudgery. I much prefer things that reflect how real life is.
The reason why I thought Rocky was a classic in an Oscar-deserving movie is because he didn't win.
Correct. He just goes the distance, and there's nobility in that.
He scored a moral victory.
Life is full of scoring moral victories when you're actually getting beat.
Tom Verducci, who we talked to last week, was in Pittsburgh Saturday for that game, and then he wrote a column for Sports Illustrated about it. He said this of Cole Tucker, quote, "He's the breath of fresh air baseball needs."
Like he that, specifically?
Yes, that the Pirates need someone to fill McCutcheon's shoes personality-wise, and this is the guy to do it.
I'll admit that when I read all the nice things about him, like all the beat writers saying, man, this guy is awesome, he's such a friendly, nice kid, cynically I said, well, wait till he has to go and do interviews day after day after day when things aren't going well for him or if he's mired in a slump. And then I'm going to remember this and be sad that everyone put him up to such a ridiculously high level that when the game beats him down, everyone's going to be extra disappointed.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Did that answer the question, though?
Is he the breath of fresh air?
Yeah. You said last week that
he's a guy that will excite fans now that he's here for as long as he's here. Absolutely.
You said last week the Pirates are a good story, but they need like a face. The pitching staff doesn't really work that way because they only play once every fifth day individually. Like the team needs a guy who the city and its sports fans can rally behind.
Correct.
Is it Cole Tucker?
If he's any good, probably, because he has that exuberant sort of, I'm actually happy to be doing this even though I get paid to do it mentality. McCutcheon certainly was.
There's a juju quality to Cole Tucker.
He seems to both at once understand that, yes, there are cameras there and he's happy, but he's out there and he has a personality, but also seems to actually mean it, which is what I would, I guess, say about juju too. Is that for at least two outward appearances, they both seem to mean everything that they do. Like, Tucker took a pretty long curtain call for that home run, and maybe if somebody had been, like, kind of screwing around with it, it would have seemed like a little bit much. But he seemed to be genuinely into the moment, and the fans were into the moment, and it was a cool moment, so I liked it. He seemed actually moved by what was happening.
I don't care if it was his seventh home run. If he went around the bases hitting a home run that looked, for all intents and purposes, like it was going to be a walk-off home run. I liked that display of emotion from him. And I had people in my mentions on Saturday saying, like, man, like, already he's going to take his time around the bases?
Oh, stop.
You know, like
God.
That?
All right.
I talked about this on my national show yesterday. Baseball is like the last sport where people get hung up on the way you act after a successful play. I watched the Masters on Sunday, and two Sundays ago. Anytime a guy knocked in a long putt or made a great like approach shot that either went in and was like an inch or two away, those guys go nuts. And that's a sport that is all like etiquette and
stayed.
Respect. Yeah. So
you know
why
what,
do we
understand.
Get so hot and bothered when baseball players...
I think football still, there are a lot of people, and it's probably, the Venn diagram here is probably close to one circle, people who don't like it when football players celebrate touchdowns. Here's, I guess,
but
what
the league at least recognized that younger fans appreciated the celebrations.
Well, baseball's got the oldest average audience of any of the sports.
Well, they need to change that.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to easily. Keep playing World Series games that start at 8 o'clock and end sometime around midnight. That'll keep your audience happy. No, my problem... The whole existential thing about, like, don't show emotion and be happy. when you are doing, when you have just done something great in sports. Never, I never understood
Act
it,
like
man.
You've been there before. I hate, I, like.
What is, so.
What does that even
Cole
mean?
Cole Tucker hadn't been there before. He hit his a home run for his first major league hit, and it won the game. He literally hasn't been there before. My point is, like, do people get mad about it because they think it's going to cause kids at the youth level to showboat and show up their opponents? Because if that's the reason, just be a decent parent and make sure your kid knows not to prance around and taunt
people. There is a difference between celebrating and taunting. When hockey players come together in a circle and are jumping up and down after a goal, they are celebrating. They're not taunting the opponent. Same thing in soccer when a guy takes his shirt off after a goal and the clock is literally still running.
I know.
And
that's
take
why they have
time
stoppage
to
time. Yes. Soccer has it right. They actually just account for the fact that if a guy does something rare in that sport, which is score a goal, they're going to let him celebrate like he landed on the moon.
Jason Lockenfora at 3 o'clock, the latest on the Steelers and the NFL draft. Plus, we've got comments from Kevin Colbert today on that as well. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. The Pittsburgh Performance Center, your spot for Corvettes and Camaros. 65 degrees right now, a low of 50. It's the PM team on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.